Okay, my friends. So first we want to say Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. We hope that you enjoy today's story. It is called Just Me and My Dad by Mercer Mayer. And it's read today by Mommy and...
What's your name?
Wee.
What?
Wee.
Wee?
Yeah.
Wee. Mommy and
Wee.
Here we go. We went camping. Just me and my dad. Dad drove the car because I'm too little.
That's probably the safest bet.
I picked the campsite, but someone was already living there, so I gave it back.
Oh my goodness, in the picture we can see, there's quite a few things that are already living there. So at the campground, there's a big beautiful tree, but there was a... What kind of creature do you think that is?
A porcupine? No. A porcupine badger mole.
Yeah, it could be any of those things.
A badger.
Yeah, or a mole, yeah. And then also a snake and a spider, right?
Yeah, spider and a snake.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things.
Wait, and a frog and a cricket and a butterfly.
So many things living in the outdoors.
We found another campsite nearby. My dad was tired, so I pitched the tent.
Says the little boy, and in the picture we can see the tent that he pitched.
Doesn't look right.
Mm-mm.
It kind of looks messy, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he quite got it.
We made a campfire. I found the wood, and my dad lit the fire.
That part looks right.
I wanted to take my dad for a ride in our canoe, but I launched it too hard.
Uh-oh. What happened? What did he do?
He launched it into the water.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like it's sticking up halfway out of the water and halfway into the water. Maybe he pushed too hard?
Yeah.
We went fishing instead.
But, oh my goodness, it looks like he might have caught a big fish that pulled him straight off the rock that he was standing on. His dad's going to have to reach out and grab him and save him because this fish is so strong and so big, it's pulling him into the water. Dear.
My dad took a snapshot of the fish we caught. Then I cooked dinner for me and my dad.
Oh boy. Well... Yep, this is quite the big fish. Almost as big as the little boy himself, right?
Yeah.
And it looks like it will make for a nice yummy lunch or dinner, but I think it might also attract some other local wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it did. What happened?
A bear grabbed it.
A bear came along. Chomp!
We had eggs.
Oh. Well, you know what, though? Eggs can be yummy, can't they?
After dinner, I told my dad a ghost story. Boy, did he get scared.
Oof. There he is, putting on quite a performance.
I gave my dad a great big hug, and that made him feel better, and then we went to bed.
Uh-oh. So when you camp, as you may very well know, sometimes there can be, wildlife. Plants or animals that you aren't familiar with. And sometimes in the dark, those animals can seem perhaps scary, but they're usually just wild animals doing their thing. It's good to know, though, that you are never alone, right, when you go camping with your family because there's someone else there.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed up with my dad and let him read a story to me.
That usually will fix things. So maybe perhaps he shouldn't have told a scary story because it scared him more than it scared his dad. And then his dad told him a happy story. And then he was able to fall asleep.
Wait, can I see what the story's called?
Yeah. It's
My Favorite
Book. My Favorite Book. It doesn't tell us what the book is about, but I know if it's his favorite book, it's probably pretty good, don't you think? Yeah.
We slept in our tent all night long. Just me and my dad.
And wow, he did make it through the whole night. And I'm going to guess they probably had the very best day the next day. And that, my friends, is
Ian.
And we want to say happy Father's Day.
And Mother's Day.
Well, no, today's just for fathers. The guys who are doing their part to be good dads and they are loving their kids. Mm-mm. Mother's Day was in May. Father's Day is in June in the United States. But I think in other countries, they're on different days. I think like Mother's Day in like the UK is like back in March or something like that. But anyways, that's not the point. The point is today we're saying happy Father's Day to our dads here in America and especially your dad, right? Do you want to say happy Father's Day to him? There you go. The end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.